Sarata, it started last night till 6 o'clock. I was awake up, and bombardment of the coalition forces about four or three places, you know. And in the morning, seen the smoke. I think only just one place is the base, the air base, you know, because there is a store for us here. But of course, the other places we will check, because the problem is the people when they hit them, the soldiers, the soldiers, they hit them. They don't want to go out, so they send the snipers close to the hospital. And some, you know, this is a really problem for us. But we have a back yard door. They open it, and the people, they come from the backyard. Because in front, they can't go to the hospital because of the snipers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are airstrikes making it harder for Gaddafi forces to keep up the pressure in Misrata?
This is good that they have no, they can't bring, you know, food or more soldiers or more tanks to them.
At this point, where would further coalition activity be most helpful for the fighters of Misrata?
Just we want to protect the suburbs, you know, the outskirts of Misrata. We don't need the bombardment in the city, because it's small, few people, you know, few soldiers still there, and of course they need water, they need food, they have to move. When they move, we can control the situation. You know, only the snipers is a very big problem, because they shot anyone, even children, even people, anything. And we have the highest building. It's not so high, but the highest building in Misrata, it is in the center. There is a building of insurance company, Libyan insurance company. So in this building, there are many people there. And of course, the demonstrators, they want to try to do something for them, you know. Maybe they think to burn it off or to make something for the for this building. It is empty building. Yes, many soldiers are on the roof, you know. So also, they have very, very strange gun machine guns, you know. It's the snipers, they have I don't know what they call it, without sound, you know, but something in the device, so you can't hear. You can't hear the, if they shot, they can't hear. This is, they use it for the near, close objects, you know, to shoot them. So you can't hear anything. Yeah, the location of the snipers, this building, many people, they are dead, you know. Of course, they cut the young people, they cut the food, they cut everything, so they can't go to this building. Maybe one day, 2 days, they will, of course, they will go out. Or they will burn it, they will burn the building, you know, burn off. We have four young people died today, civilians in the hospital, and some injuries. Of course, we need medicine, we need the milk for children. The medicine we need, especially for anesthesia, and anesthesia machine and ventilators, because the ventilators is working too for a long time, you know, so 24 hours. So maybe we need in future, but now it's okay, you know. So. No, the water is cut, but we have resources for. We have distillation, and we have another source, wheels, and we have the main wheel for Misrata is cut off. Even light is not, we have no light, you know, in the center. Because the main electricity, electricity in Sirte is divided into four zones, you know. So some zones they have, some zones they have. Because the zone in the center, there is no water because they control them. But the outskirts, no problem. Even the life, you know, life, think kilometers outside the center, it's very normal life, no problem. Even shops are open. The airport in the base, the military base airport, you know, they bomb it first time, and the troops get out. But it was not in the good time, you know, because they have time to go out. That's why they come to the city, because they will only make siege the city. But now I think. Maybe 4 or 5 hours. I saw, you know, the flame, and because it is for the store of the equipment, you know, and the arms. You know. So the base is completely finished, you know, eradicated. No soldiers, no nothing. It's good. Also, the troop which is coming from Zlitin, it is the people they saw. You know, very, very flame, and it goes like, you know, straight line along the troop, you know. It comes from air, then when it hits the ground, it goes like a line on the whole troops, tanks, everything is destroyed. It's good. It's good. It's not clearly from the forces bombardment. Also, I hear two small, I think maybe a few tanks, or maybe one tank. Sometimes they send just for one tank, they send small, I don't know, small. So, yeah. It's good.